ABC Radio Australia.
At the airport in Samoa, celebrations are underway.
It's our first time back since COVID, so it's been about 3 years, so it's great to be back. My bag's going to be empty when we go back.
Samoa has followed in the footsteps of other Pacific nations in opening its borders this week after 2 years of isolation. According to the World Health Organization, Samoa has had more than 15,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases and 29 deaths. This week, though, Samoan Australians have started arriving on the first flights into the country. And as Dubravka Volida reports, many others are also looking into booking tickets as soon as they can.
Samoan mother of three, Dora Onesemo from Western Sydney, has not seen her own mother and her six-year-old son since borders shut more than 2 years ago. She's looking forward to spending time with them soon.
You know, we've all been missing our family back home, especially myself, because I have my eldest son back home and my mom. I haven't seen in over 2 years. So, yeah, it's excellent news and exciting news because now we can travel again or make plans to travel to see family.
She's in the process of booking flights for later in the year and says the past 2 years of not seeing them has been difficult.
For me, as a mom, you know, it's quite emotional most of the time and quite stressful at sometimes when you're, you know, wanting to go see him or wanting to go see my mom or for him to travel here as well. It's been a really hard couple of years not seeing him physically and being able to hug.
Like Ms. Onesemo, many other Samoans living in the diaspora in Australia, New Zealand and the US are getting ready to visit their loved ones. They will have to be fully vaccinated and show a negative COVID test before they arrive there. Should they test positive, they will have to isolate for 7 days. Also looking forward to welcoming visitors is the country's tourism sector. Before the pandemic, tourism contributed to about a quarter of the country's GDP. But with borders closed, the industry came to a near standstill. But that's about to change.
Every single one of the passengers and crew member will be presented with our fresh flower ula. With the Samoa culture performances of entertainment, siga or dances, as well as songs, the music's all over around the airport.
Tutuila Farao is the Samoa Tourism Authority's spokesperson.
Not every high-end and not every hotels and resorts and beach valleys are open at this stage because, you know, it'll take a while for all the resorts, especially the high-end hotels, to recover.
One of the hotels open to visitors is the Taumisina Island Resort. Its manager, Tuitanga Nathan Bucknell, says they have been open through the pandemic and are ready to welcome overseas guests.
I think from memory, Samoa was the first kind of in the Pacific to shut down the borders and we're kind of almost the last to open them. So it's been really good and it's been very well received by hotels of the industry and by Samoans at home because they can finally visit their family and friends as well. Bookings are picking up slowly. I mean, I've been tracking bookings since the border announcement was made, and each week they're picking up. It's a little bit slower than what we would like.
Frank Liu from Samoa's Sheraton Aggie Grays and Sheraton Beach Resort has also been busy with preparations. While the former hotel is closed for renovations, the latter is open.
The 80% at our sister hotel, Sheraton Beach Resort. Yeah, for August. Occupancy will stay about 80% towards the end of November or December.
Finding workers, however, is a challenge. Many tourism workers left the industry during the pandemic, and it's now biting the sector.
Yeah, staffing definitely is still a challenge for us. And given the 40% of workforce all have gone to, you know, seasonal workers. But in seeing that, and I think if the opportunity is right, you are still able to capture talent here locally.
But Mr. Farao says they're well into recruiting and training new staff.
Very much a challenge for all the resorts as well as the high-end hotels. But Samoa Tourism has been, even with borders closed, we have been providing a lot of trainings for all our employees.
For visitors such as Dora Onesimo, her reunion with her family will be a long overdue, but most certainly a happy one.
Time with my son, time with my mom, time with family, because I have siblings back home as well. So I think just time spending with them, getting to hug them.